I had hoped, expected even, that the imminent arrival of my 50th birth anniversary would pass with no more than the usual amount of morose introspection and bitter regrets, because, after all, it's just a number, right? But in fact, something about the number 50 seems ineluctably fell, and I find myself almost overwhelmed by an almost incapacitating quantity of midlife philosophizing. Suicide, for example, has been on my mind. Not the actionable, early exit kind involving handguns or tall buildings. I've been thinking more about the type of suicide that sometimes takes place near the end of a long life, when drug overdose, auto asphyxiation, or some other reasonably tidy method is used to cut short unavoidable suffering from pain, dementia, or loss of mobility. In this, I am not alone. I find that nearly all of my middle-aged friends have given thought to the matter, and many, perhaps the majority, will admit that self-euthanasia, as I like to call it, is an attractive proposition. But I can't help noticing that many of us fail to follow through on this resolution. That is, compared to the number of my 40-something acquaintances who profess, now, to be in favor of late-life suicide, doctor-assisted or otherwise, the number of actual 70 and 80-somethings who successfully orchestrate their own departure is quite small. Put another way, I observe a lot of terminally ill and or incapacitated elderly who are, according to my present mindset, better off dead. And yet they persist, apparently preferring a painful lingering death to a relatively easier exit. So here is what I've been wondering as I approach 50 and the question becomes less theoretical and more pressing. What is going to change? What is going to happen to me and my middle-aged cohort as we enter our final decades that will change our minds about the virtues of deliberate suicide? Will we realize that life is simply too precious to cut short for any reason? Will we grow more religious and conclude that the decision to end a life, even our own, resides with our Maker? Will we become cowards, too afraid of the pain of suicide or possible afterlife consequences to actually take that step? Or will we simply decide to act too late, when our ability to take matters into our own hands has already passed due to infirmity? Well, simply put, I have no idea. My decisions about late-life self-management seem obvious and logical now to me and many of my friends, but clearly some change of heart or mind is likely to take place as we age. I don't know what might cause that change, but I'm looking forward to finding out. Every life is an experiment, after all, and we all turn out differently. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.